The gospel yesterday ended with the instruction to pray for more laborers to be sent to the harvest, and we begin today with this sending of the 12. And Jesus summoned his 12 disciples, and he shared with them his mission. So we have in this passage today the beginning of the coming to fruit of the seeds of the church that are planted in these apostles. That up until this point, all of the works that Jesus has been doing, all of the healings, now the apostles, the early church, has the very same power that these men who were disciples, which means student, one who studied at the feet of the teacher, are now apostles, those who are sent. And not simply as an ambassador to share a message or to share a word, but to actually be the presence of the one who does the sending. That the apostles in their very works and their very persons make the presence of Jesus present to those with whom they're teaching, with those with whom they encounter. The kingdom of God indeed is at hand, primarily in the person of Jesus, but in today, in its sharing of his power with his apostles, they now have the power to bring the kingdom of God to everyone to whom they encounter. And these apostles, we know, are the first bishops of the church. And this power that was entrusted to them has been entrusted to every bishop since then. And so this command, this calling of Jesus to the apostles, that he summoned them, which means he wanted them to be near him, intimately with him. So as we pray for the leaders of our church, we pray for our bishops, maybe this should be the first prayer, that they are hearing the call to be summoned by Jesus, to be near Jesus, so that they can receive from him this mission, so that they can be clear in what their call is. Because if the leadership is unclear, how can we ever be clear in our mission? Because this mission to go out and proclaim the kingdom doesn't stop with the apostles. They are the model, but as we go down the line to the priests, the deacons, the laity, we all have this same commission. First, to be a disciple, to be a student, to be a studier of the Master, to hear him call us and to answer to that summons, to be with him, intimately with the Lord, to dwell with him, so that he can empower us, share with us his mission, so that we can go out and change the world. Jesus gave him a very small mission. Don't go to the whole world. Go to the slain sheep, those who've been abused by their master. You go and bring restoration. This is the invitation for each one of us. As we faithfully hear the Lord call us by name, the Lord called these men by name, individuals, and nothing special is listed about them. No special characteristics, no special gifts or charisms, just these simple men and their relationships to one another. We don't need any special gifts or talents. We never need to look at ourselves to think that I'm not worthy to go out and do this work. All it takes is Christ to call you. And if you've been baptized, you've been called. And through your encountering of the mercy of God in the sacraments, you are equipped for your mission. You have been called, you have been summoned, you have been equipped, and you are being sent. I say it all the time, right? Come and see, summoned, learn, be equipped, and then go and tell. Go and proclaim the good news that the kingdom of God is at hand. The restoration is at work within our lives, within our families, within our parish, within our city. The kingdom of God is at hand. The healings that Christ wanted to happen then, he wants to happen now, so that we can be souls set on fire, no longer held bound in slavery to sin, but alive in the Spirit. Ask for that grace to still your heart, to quiet your heart, to hear the small voice of God whispering your name, calling you to Himself, and then sending you out. And then with joy and enthusiasm, go and tell the whole world that the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen.